So there's a lot of focus on our men at the moment in the sporting world with the World Cup over in Qatar. But even more importantly, right here in Australia and in Queensland this weekend, we have the finals for the AFLW with our Brizzy Lions in the finals again, taking on Melbourne. To talk us all through it, it's Abby Holmes from Channel 7. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Really good. So this is the grand final this weekend of the AFLW.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's set to be an absolute cracker. You've got the two best sides of the competition in Season 7 going head-to-head in Springfield, which I can't wait to check out.
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere,
it's gonna be a good crash.
Somewhere different, because I was reading that, unfortunately, all of the bigger stadiums are booked and busy this weekend. So it's going to be happening at a new facility called the Brighton Homes Arena.
Still in Queensland, but the capacity's
not as big, is it?
No, I'm not sure what the official number is, but obviously the Gabba unavailable with cricket, and I believe the Guns N' Roses were at Metricon. So it's going to be interesting at Springfield, but I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, it's the perfect way to, I guess, christen a field with an AFLW grand final. It's obviously a massive, you know, $80 million or so facility. So it's prepped and primed and ready to go. And I can't wait to check it out on Sunday.
Apparently the turf was only laid a matter of weeks ago.
Oh,
so
fresh.
Tear it up, girls. Tear it up. What a way to christen it too. We got the Queenslanders versus the Victorians. Brisbane Lions taking on Melbourne Footy Club. Who's the favourites going into the match?
You'd have to say Brisbane are the favourites. They obviously finished top of the ladder.
Right.
And earned the right to host a grand final. And just watching them against Adelaide in the prelim, they were incredibly strong from the opening bounce. There's hardly, you know, any weaknesses across their team and their lines from forwards, backs, mids. So it's going to be a very, very tough challenge for the D's, and particularly to travel up to Brisbane as well. I believe it's meant to be about 31 or 32 degrees.
Yeah.
But that'll be a massive advantage for the Brisbane girls as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are still wearing puffer jackets and things down in Melbourne at the moment, so it's very cold.
Well, it's all happening Sunday afternoon. Abby, quickly before we let you go.
You're going to ask her, aren't you?
What's that?
The big question.
Oh, I think it's the big question. You're the first female to kick over 100 goals in an established football league, so you're an incredibly successful player in your own right. Now you're in the cushy, air-conditioned commentary boxes with catering, little sandwiches, I don't know, hot coffees at your beck and call. What's the tougher life, being a professional sports person or being the commentator who gets to sit back in the aircon and talk about it?
Oh, look, I'm very grateful that I've had the opportunity to do both.
Yes.
My body kind of gave up on me after the second season of AFLW and just needed a rest. So in terms of my joints, my knees, my back, it's much better sitting in those comfy chairs in the commentary.
Well earned, Abby. And we have to ask, who are you tipping? Who are you going for? I know you're a former Adelaide.
Is that the big question you were alluding to?
That's what I want to know.
I thought mine was the big question.
I think so. Both of them. Who are you?
Abby, who are you backing?
Yeah, both big questions, guys. But I'm going to go with the Lions.
Good answer.
Okay, Queensland.
Queensland loves you, Abby.
We do. Good.
And I reckon that Greta Bodie could be up there for the MVP or the best grand medal. So watch that space.
The bounce at 1:40 p.m. this Sunday. All the action live and free on Channel 7. Abby Holmes, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much, Abby.
No worries at all, guys. See you Sunday.